Kathy Marino Thomas is co-president of Marriage Equality USA, and she's here to give us her spin on issues facing our LGBT community. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Give us a little background about Marriage Equality USA.
Marriage Equality USA is a national grassroots movement. We have only one mission, and that is to gain civil marriage rights at a federal level for all families. And sometimes that work, of course, requires state-by-state struggle. We are the boots on the ground. We send volunteers into various states to talk to people and explain to them why we have the need to marry. We have a 7-day phone bank going in Midtown Manhattan, which also has a leg that allows you to make those phone calls from home. So we are the people that are actually reaching out at a grassroots level.
How did you become involved with Marriage Equality USA?
Well, it's been a long association for me. My wife Sheila and I are together 20 years, and Sheila always had this dream of being able to be married. We had a wedding in 1995 that had no legal significance, and we thought, you know, families that live without marriage rights are really doing themselves a disservice. There's a lot at stake when you share your life with someone and then you have no right to inherit their lives when they pass away. So we started to look for like-minded people, and we found them in a very small group called Marriage Equality New York, and we began to go to their meetings and associate with them and all of that, and it's been 17 years. And we've worked through marriage equality at a state level here in New York and merged with our California groups that were of a like mind, and now we're Marriage Equality USA, so it's been 17 years.
What's your spin on the media hype about Jason Collins coming out?
You know, I'm of two minds about this. Number one, I think it's great that we make a big deal out of people coming out and living life in a truthful way, no matter what walk of life they come out in. So he does do a lot for us in that respect. It's the first time that a male professional athlete has come out and said they were gay and is going to now face criticism and all of that. So that's terrific. But the fact of the matter is that female athletes have been coming out for a long time, and the same hype and attention is not given to that. So, you know, I feel that any step forward and any coming out experience is a good one. So for the most part, I think it's a fabulous thing. I just feel a little slighted on behalf of the female athletes that have been, in fact, living out lives for a long time.
Like Martina Navratilova, who came out in 1981.
Jean King, who came out when, you know,
when she had to.
An unheard of environment for her to do so. You know, there's the Women's Basketball Association. Those ladies have been out for a long time. I mean, you know, it's two issues here, Charlotte. It's the coming out is always a good thing, and women are less than still, even in coming out experiences.
Do you think that stories like this will have an impact on homophobia in this country?
Well, again, that can go two ways. It'll incite the real radical homophobes, and it may just make those people sitting on the fence about us realize that, you know, we really are everywhere and we've been in their lives forever and have posed absolutely no threat to their existence, and maybe make them a little more accepting of all kinds of people.
Do you think that this will have any impact on the two marriage equality cases before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, only in public opinion, because the court has heard the cases now and they're not going to consider any new input except for what is actually related to those cases. So I don't know that it will really do anything to the judges. They're very secluded groups, so I'm not sure about that. But I know that every step that someone takes out of the closet will help with acceptance of marriage equality and further the equality in all 50 states as governed by law, which is really the ultimate goal here.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Oh, I'm going for the whole complete equality under the law in all 50 states. I'm going for it. I'm going to move on from marriage equality and move into youth funding and move into anything else that our community needs to live out and equal lives. I'm in it for the long haul.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
Well, there's my dream view, and then there's my realistic view. My dream view is that they will help us cut through all this nonsense already, gain our civil rights so that we could maybe move forward as part of the larger community and work on, you know, social issues around the world. So I would like to see President Obama just put his foot down about some of this stuff already. That's my dream view. My realistic view is I expect him to do whatever's within the law and within his right as the president to gain civil rights for everyone.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I would advise them to reach out to the adults in the LGBT community. There are many of us that are willing and able to be there for them. I would encourage them to look outside of their own situation for their solution, and not feel that giving up is the right road to take. In my mind, that's never the right road to take. With the internet and the exposure that we're getting around marriage equality and other issues, I think that the solution is out there for them if they would allow themselves to grab hold of it. So if I was talking to a youth in crisis, and by the way, I do that often, so any of your listeners that ever needs me should just reach out to me through the Marriage Equality website. I always respond. And I feel that the adults in our community, there are more of those types of people out there, and I would encourage them very strongly to find us and reach out to us, because there is an accepting life out there for them, regardless of how serious their situation is.
How can people get information about Marriage Equality USA?
MarriageEquality.org is our website location. We're also on Facebook. Our executive director, Brian Silva, is amazing about getting out newsletters. So if you go onto that website and click accept the newsletter, we'll send it to you. I think it's every 2 weeks it comes out, and it has the up-to-date stuff going around the country. Also on our website, we have the Marriage Minute, which will give you weekly the occurrences, and it's moving fast because there's a lot of movement on this issue around the world right now. So I would say, you know, we're there. Just type in Marriage Equality USA in your Google browser, and you'll get all the info on this issue that you want.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish that people would ask me how I would talk to my opponent given the opportunity on a one-on-one, like out to dinner, experience, which I've reached out many times to our opponents and have yet to have one take me up on the offer. And my answer would be that I would speak to my opponent about my family and about what our family goes through without the right to marry and what is really at risk. I would never mention religion, because religion is beside the point. And I would like someone to ask me what else beside religion I think our opponents have against us.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Let me just say, more than a favorite quote or mantra, I have an inspiration. And my inspiration is actually kind of corny, but it's Martin Luther King Jr. And the reason for that is this man faced every adversity with courage and grace. He made a real difference in the world, and the statements that came out of his mouth were so realistic for any group struggling to gain civil rights. So I'd have to say that my favorite is that darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And particularly around civil rights, I think that the more we show ourselves to be loving and respectful people, living normal lives, loving one another and our families, that our opponents will see that and our opponents will support us in the end.